It is time again for Checkoff Chats. That's courtesy of your Checkoff Dollars, Wisconsin Beef Council, your coordinator, research, education, and promotion. Everything that you want to know about beef. May is Beef Month for the state of Wisconsin. And I know for some of you, you're going to say, wait a minute. I thought it was later in the year. Well, a couple years back, we put our stamp on May as Beef Month because really that's when we start the grilling season. Although in Wisconsin, we know that's a year-round activity. Joining us in studio today is the new communications coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council, and that's our friend Caitlin Riley. Glad to have you, kiddo. I know it's a relatively new post for you. How's things going?
Things have been great. You know, it was funny when I first accepted this position, I had a lot of people message me and say, wait, I thought you were a dairy girl. What's going on? What are you doing? And I would say to them, they already know, but you know, dairy plays such a big role in our beef industry, so it feels like you're stepping back into home anytime you talk to someone in Wisconsin agriculture.
Well, and when it comes to promoting Wisconsin agriculture, Caitlin fills that bill, of course, as a former Alice in Dairyland too. So let's talk about the plans promoting May as Beef Month. Answer the question, Caitlin. Why do we pick May as Beef Month in Wisconsin?
Well, as you noted, Pam, this is a great time for us to kick off the grilling season. I always say we're fortunate to have four very full seasons in Wisconsin, but you know once that weather picks up, even if we get a hot day in February, people are firing up the grill. So May is just that time where we're consistently decent weather. It's fun to get outside, get those grills going. We have Mother's Day. We have Memorial Day. So many excuses to get out there. And I think it's a great way to start packing that promotion before we enter into June, July, and just keep it rolling all through the summer. And we do have a big beef industry in Wisconsin. I know that we're America's Dairyland. I'm a dairy farm girl myself, but we rank 12th in the U.S. for the cattle feeding industry with nearly 14,000 beef farms. And we can't forget those almost 7,000 dairy farms that also contribute to that.
Well, and that's the thing you forget. That's a substantial number of farms that are impacted and watching to see how consumers are selecting their beef. And that's the other thing. Now, in light of the pandemic and everybody's concern about how their health is, and beef plays a critical role in that, and we have to keep telling them about it.
Yeah, so beef provides those 10 essential nutrients, you know, protein, iron, zinc, those B vitamins. It's really easy, especially for me, to eat a lean cut of beef.
Now, we do a lot of things to try to get the message across about beef for the month of May. Let's talk a little bit about some of the fun events that the Wisconsin Beef Council and your Beef Checkoff Dollars have going on. The first one I want to focus in on is the perfect kind of run for a woman with my physique, a virtual run. Tell me about this burgers and buns fun run.
You know, the pandemic hasn't been friendly to my waistline either, so I'm excited for the excuse to do this virtually as well. And I think people are very excited about this because it's something that they can do and they can choose to do it at their own convenience and own location. And so it's a virtual race that's going to be held the week of May 24th through the 31st. So it's going to be a great way to finalize our salute to these farmers. And some people have been asking, what's that look like? What does a virtual race mean? Well, all you do is register. Go to beeftips.com, and it's right there on our homepage. You can click register now. And what you do is you just decide what day during that week do you want to get out with your friends, family. Maybe if you're self-conscious, you want to do it by yourself. And we are going to send everyone who registers a box that has what they need when it comes to beef swag. We do have T-shirts, but we had to close the deadline to get those ordered. We did order extra, but it will be limited. So if you still want to participate and get a Burgers and Buns Fun Run T-shirt, they're really adorable. Make sure you get on that ball sooner rather than later, and we'll try to make sure we get you the size that you need. We're also going to send tongs, meat thermometers, things that you need to keep going with the grilling season. And what's really great about this is we partnered with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau for the effort, and all proceeds are going to benefit the Wisconsin Food and Farm Support Fund. And so that encourages markets for our farmers to continue selling their high-value products, and it also helps these food pantries offer them for families in need. We saw that need during the pandemic, so we're happy to help. And, you know, I know registrations are still filing in, but we're getting close to almost $4,000 that's going to go to that fund.
That's wonderful. That is really wonderful. Caitlin Riley in studio with us, the brand new communications coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats. Another event and partnership that the Wisconsin Beef Council has extended is with our Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center up in the Manitowoc area. What's going to be going on up there, Caitlin?
It's going to be a month-long salute to our beef producers. And even if you are involved in the agriculture industry, I would recommend visiting that center. There's a lot of interactive displays and exhibits that's good for, I think, anyone of all backgrounds. And we're going going to help contribute to that with informative displays about the beef industry. We have a Wisconsin beef ambassador who's going to be taking cattle there on one of her free days to be able to help educate there. But we're also doing some cooking classes with Sarah Agna. You might recognize her. She's our director of nutrition for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And you can sign up to learn how to cook these recipes. There's going to be limited space. So again, just like the fun run, you want to sign up sooner rather than later. We just had one of these events. Another one is going to happen May 13th, 22nd, and 27th. And at the one that we recently hosted, it was a Mediterranean beef flank steak pita. Doesn't that just sound good?
Especially right now. Let's talk also about the value of beef to Wisconsin's economy and the sustainability message that's become so critical for consumers as well as for farmers, Caitlin. Beef producers have been on that page for a long time.
They have, and that's something where we really saw highlighted on Earth Day. And the Wisconsin Beef Council worked with the contractor of the Beef Checkoff Program, NCBA, to help share that sustainability message because we want to counter any myths that are out there to not only benefit our producers, but also give consumers the confidence they need when they're making those choices in the grocery store. We know that today's beef farmers are producing the same amount of beef with 33% fewer cattle than they did in 1977. We're continuing to advance and adapt in the United States to do things more efficiently and environmentally friendly. And so that's something that we've been pushing not only on Earth Day, but we're going to continue sharing that message. We asked a couple of producers to help us by writing letters to the editors, to their local newspapers. That's something anyone can do in their own spare time. They don't need a network with us to do that. If they want help, we're certainly there at the Wisconsin Beef Council to guide them with that. We've also dedicated in our social media plan Thursdays to be our sustainability days, where we're sharing infographics and real statistics about the environmental impacts of beef so that people can share those themselves and become educated if they're having those elevator chats or just grocery store conversations. And what I'm really excited about is we're starting to do social media takeovers as well on Tuesdays. And that's a chance for farmers to directly connect with people. They're sharing the behind the scenes of their operations. And we know we have a big diversity in Wisconsin. We know these operations each look differently. So let's hear from them about why they do what they do and how it's effective for them.
Yeah, and that has already begun. And it looks like it's been very successful with one of the first campaigns, Rebecca Hilby, Grant County Dairy Farmers. So again, changing up who people identify as a beef producer.
Absolutely. She's been great with being able to market brown Swiss beef to a lot of her producers. Next week, we have Laura Daniels, who's going to be hopping on board. We have Jerry Carey, who's willing to come on with us. And then our beef ambassadors are signing up. And I want to extend the invitation to anyone out there. If you have a story to tell, reach out to us at the Wisconsin Beef Council. You can find her information at beeftips.com. Help us share that story. Or maybe you're not a producer. Maybe you're a consumer. Maybe you're a cranberry grower and you want to learn more. I don't care who you are. You can reach out to us, and we will be there to help guide you through the information.
It's going to be a busy month for sure. May is Beef Month in Wisconsin. That's Caitlin Riley, new communications coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And as she said, so many different ways that they're working to interact with the consuming audience, answering those questions, helping them better understand the sustainability play that Wisconsin beef plays for all of us. And like she said, stay connected with all of the social media messages that are out there as well. Remember, it's Beef Tips. .com, Wisconsin Beef Council, across those social media platforms. Take advantage. May is Beef Month. This Checkoff Chat brought to you courtesy of your Wisconsin Beef Checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy producers, that can involve you as well. Caitlin Riley, Communications Coordinator from the Wisconsin Beef Council, in studio with us.